Approximately halfway between Passo del Platagliole and the peak of Mount Scorlozzo, there is a rocky spur at 2,995 meters, commonly called Scorlozzino. This rocky bastion juts out northwards like a terrace with a direct view over Passo dello Stelvio. It was in these very rocks, without stable shelters or the chance for rapid supplies, that the soldiers of Tuano Alpini Battalion attempted to establish an approximate defensive line in the first days of the war, from 24 May to early June 1915. However, in the first days of June 1915, the captain of the Austrian gendarmes, Andreas Steiner, commanding a squad of soldiers, attacked the Italian front line and occupied it. The defenders withdrew to Mount Scorlozzo, from which they were immediately obliged to withdraw. From that moment on, the Austrians occupied the whole ridge from Passo dello Stelvio to Mount Scorlozzo with small divisions and, to the west, the rocky ridge as far as Nagola Spitzer. This guard was progressively reinforced with a number of wooden barracks for the troops and firing positions for rifles and machine guns. Later on, certain caves were carved out as soldiers' shelters. A spotlight was placed in the cave to light up the area around Passo dello Stelvio and thus head off potential nighttime attacks from Val del Braglio. Colonel Carlo Fetterappa Sandri described the Austrian attack in these words: "Optimally supported by short-range but certain fire from the Gold Sea Battery. On 7 June, a detachment made up of soldiers from the Gendarmeria, Guardie di Finanza, Landstürmer and Standschützen reached the Great Mount Scorlozzo via Ebenferner and Scorlozzino. In actual fact, all that remained on the peak was a sort of distant backline guard made up of just a few men who withdrew to join the bulk of the large platoon which had descended some time earlier. Given the altitude of nearly 3,000 meters, the severe weather conditions and terrain reduced to bare rock and debris, it is somehow surprising to find plants here. The vegetation no longer manages to fill up whole areas but is limited to small isolated green patches. These are the high-altitude specialists, such as alpine rock jasmine and #8211, dense cushions of little leaves with small pink flowers and #8211, or yellow-flowering geomreptans. Given the difficulty of producing seeds in these extreme conditions, it produces red stolons which stretch out from the mother plant to colonize the space around it. And there is also the Glacier Crowfoot, the alpine plant with the altitude record. On the Bernese Alps in Switzerland, it has been found at altitudes of 4,275 meters.